For some fans, preseason games are the necessary evil. A four-game stretch that brings football action in August, yet the final score has no impact on the standings. But these games have plenty of impact for each and every player, coach, and front office staffer as they work to be ready for the September 11th season opener. No group of players can benefit more from their preseason effort than the undrafted rookies, the unheralded players working to earn that sought-after roster spot. Two games in, and the Vikings have many of those players bringing plenty of competition.
Stave takes the snap from Nick Easton, handoff C.J. Ham inside the 10 to the 5. C.J. Ham to the end zone, touchdown!
The drafted rookies have just as much to prove, and four games to get acclimated to the NFL is just what is needed. First-round pick Laquon Treadwell has been a popular addition with fans since he was selected with the 23rd pick in the May draft. 3 weeks into his rookie season, and the wide receiver has done plenty to impress.
A small sample size. He had an opportunity to play in this week's preseason game against Cincinnati. I think he had four catches for about 49 yards. So in terms of production, the same things he did at Ole Miss, the same things we expect from him here. He's a productive player. He's very instinctive. He has excellent hands. And he has progressed so far on the learning curve that we've given him outstandingly.
Making big plays in practice and in the first two preseason contests have been big. But it's been his work ethic that has made an impression with the coaches.
The thing about Laquon is he's older than his years. He's a very mature young man. He sees the big picture. Fans' expectations don't bother him. He's on a course for Laquon to have an opportunity to be better. And he's working that course every day, and he's continuing to strive to get better every day. And if he can do those things, and with the process that he goes through in terms of his work ethic, his ability to learn, he's going to help us as we go forward.
Second-round pick Mackenzie Alexander was selected with the 54th overall pick and entered the NFL with plenty of hype and confidence. So far, his play has backed that up with a big interception in the preseason opener with the Bengals.
Just taking it one day at a time. Things are really going well, progressing real well. I'm learning it. I'm adjusting to everything. It's all about now is for me, not to think, to just play and make the calls and make the adjustments and just be ready and stay consistent. You know what I mean? I got to stay more consistent at what I'm doing.
Not getting all the fanfare and attention, but playing a key role is offensive tackle and fourth-round pick Willie Beavers. The former Western Michigan star has quickly jumped in and provides the all-important depth on the offensive line.
Just picking up on the scheme of things, just kind of getting an understanding of the game a little bit. So, it's higher competition. It's the National Football League. You're going against the best of the best, so I would say that's the biggest challenge for me. The game is starting to slow down a little bit for me. Just coming out here every day just trying to get better.
Tight end David Morgan wasn't a household name when the Vikings selected him in the sixth round of the 2016 draft. But his play has raised plenty of eyebrows and proves once again there's talent at all schools and all levels in college football.
That's funny when people like ask me where I went to school, and I'm like, yeah, UTSA. And they're like, well, what's that? And so, yeah, it's cool. I mean, that just goes to show you, no matter where you are, what circumstance you're in, just, keep fighting. If you have a dream, try and live it out. Never know what can happen.
The preseason can be a long journey for NFL fans who are starving for football action but want the games to mean something. But there isn't one player or coach who doesn't treat these games with the utmost importance, especially for the rookies, both draft picks and undrafted, who are entering week four of their NFL lives and know they must be continually learning and improving to make a difference on the field in the 2016 regular season.